Shibley Telhami is the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. He joins me now to discuss Arafat's legacy. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Let us start, if you will, with two things: Arafat's biggest accomplishment and his biggest failure.
His biggest accomplishment, he's really the man who made a Palestinian state more possible. And he also, oddly enough, is the man who more than anyone helped legitimize Israel in the Arab world. I think he has made the two-state solution more probable than anyone else in history. Now, in terms of his legacy, I think, his legacy is going to be dependent entirely, almost, on the extent to which this will happen. Because if it doesn't, people will remember also that he came so close and he failed in the end, and that would be something that clearly will haunt his legacy.
Does his death, in your opinion, present a moment of opportunity, as some people suggest, for the Palestinian people?
I think there's no doubt that it can be used as an opportunity in the following way. First, clearly, nothing is going to happen unless the Israelis and the U.S. Will make it happen. It depends on the Palestinians to a large extent, but it also depends on the Israelis, and it also depends on the U.S. Israel and the U.S. have said consistently he's an obstacle to peace. If he's gone, then clearly there's an opportunity, and there are all sorts of things that are happening at the moment, particularly after the U.S. elections, including pressure from the Europeans, Arab states, others to move forward, and a sense of understanding that Arab-Israeli peace is connected to the broader challenges that the U.S. is now facing. So in that sense, sure, it could be used as an opportunity, but it also could be used as an excuse if you don't want to act. One can argue, well, now there is no clear, legitimate Palestinian leadership. You have to wait until things clarify. We don't know what Hamas is going to do. And so, therefore, you can really use it as an excuse. Now, in reality, I think it's a mixed picture. When you look at what is likely to happen among Palestinians, the succession issue is the easiest part of it, although it is already clear that it's not going to be one man, at least in the foreseeable future. It'll be four people. It'll be Mahmoud Abbas as the head of the PLO. It'll be Farouk Kaddoumi as the head of Fatah. It'll be Rawhi Fattouh, who is now been sworn in as the president of the Palestinian Authority, and it will also be the prime minister, who now has far more power because the Legislative Council had ruled that he should have more powers, and now those will be implemented. Arafat never implemented them. So you really have four people in charge. At least we would have clarity until we have elections.
Well, what about the possibility, just briefly, of a power struggle, either within or with other groups?
There's no question that there will be a power struggle, although it is clear that the two most critical positions are the head of the PLO and the president of the Palestinian Authority. The real question is whether people are going to try to unify them, and that's going to depend on the election. I think the notion that you have election is important. It is really going to depend to a great extent on whether elections will be implemented, and that is not only dependent on the Palestinians. I think they have interest in implementing elections, particularly because Rawhi Fattouh himself really was not a particularly prominent leader, who was a compromise candidate when he became Speaker of the Parliament. And in that sense, there is incentive for everyone to have elections, but those depend also on whether Israel will allow them to happen.
Thank you very much. Shibley Telhami is Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, speaking at the death of Yasser Arafat.